time I headed to Wisconsin, 2,000 miles to go. Madison, Milwaukee, sets my heart aglow. I'm a coming to that state and my heart's beating fast. And I'll jerk my banjo gently, twiddle my mustache on Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And that is On Wisconsin. It was Milwaukee singer-songwriter Trapper Shep who added lyrics and melody to the obscure Bob Dylan song and collaborated with Dylan to take it to the finish and publish it in 2019.
With Summerfest underway in Milwaukee and hundreds of talented musicians from around the world converging on our state, we check in for a local perspective with Trapper Shep and Micah Emmerich, Milwaukee producer, singer, and songwriter.
They both performed at the festival last weekend. Trapper Shep's most recent album is called Siren Songs. Micah Emmerich's debut album drops next month. It's called Promises. Hello to you both. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
How's it going?
It is today, and we are in Wisconsin. How fitting. Thanks for having me.
Well, you both performed at Summerfest in recent days. Micah, let's start with you. How did it feel?
Oh, it felt amazing. It was a lot of energy to be up on that big stage, and I had a lot of ground to cover as well.
What do you mean by that?
It's just it's a bigger stage. I mean, I've played at a lot more like what you call club shows, Cactus Club and different venues around here, and they don't have a stage even half the size of that. So I was running a lot in preparation for the show.
Trapper, how many Summerfests are under your belt now?
10, 11, 12. I think I lost count somewhere along the way. Too many Summerfests for me.
Does each one feel new and different in a way?
I've kind of been at a different place emotionally and physically all these different years. I remember the first Summerfest, I had just come off of having a spinal decompression surgery. So who knows if I was all there for that one, but every one has been uniquely different and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Micah, did you have any nerves that you were dealing with at all to be on your Summerfest stage?
Not necessarily. It was just a lot of excitement. I've been, if anything, I deal with nerves more so afterwards once all the adrenaline leaves and I'm like, oh my goodness, that just happened. I, for some reason, sometimes my stomach gets a little bit messed up after shows, but that's just a me thing. I'm bringing Tums in preparation for that as well. But it was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. And me and my guys, we practiced really hard for it. So, you know, at the end of the day, being up there is the fun part. There's a lot of work put into it. And, you know, it's all worth it at the end of the day once you're up there.
Well, let's sample a song from you both. And Trapper, we'll start with you. This is Meet Me at the End of the World. This is a cover of Jesse Malin's. Let's take a listen.
Hey, tell me what you're gonna do now. You're acting like you've never been had. You're saying it's the end of the world again. When it all blows up.
Trapper, what would you like to say about this cover and about the song Meet Me at the End of the World?
Well, my good friend Jesse Malin in New York City had a spinal stroke and not fun at all. He couldn't be with us at Summerfest this year. And that song we've been using to raise funds for him to help him help him get back to the stage, if you will. And there's a number of other really big efforts happening right now. Actually, Bruce Springsteen, Green Day, and other artists are teaming up to raise money for him. So it's a really lively summertime jam, and I'm glad you like it.
Micah, we are going to hear your song, My Process. Can you talk a little bit about this song, My Process, and where you're going with it?
The time flies, let it go by to hold on. Just exactly didn't save a ton of assumptions and it's something, it's nothing. My brother told me there's some.
being in Milwaukee and following, you know, the creative pursuit of music and trying to make it a career, sometimes you got people who have a certain opinion on what you should be doing or where you should be. I've been told to move out of Milwaukee and that there's no way that I'm going to make it in music if I, you know, do what I'm trying to do in Milwaukee. But I feel like with the internet age that you can do whatever you want and you should be able to do whatever you want. And everybody has a different process at the end of the day. So I just really took that inspiration as, you know what, it's my process and everybody's got their own and I'm going to make mistakes along the way and that's fine.
I wonder, Trapper, what advice do you have for an artist who's playing the festival for the first time and really finding their place in music?
Well, I think you can't take any of it too seriously. I mean, you can't put too much weight on one gig. You don't want to bring any of that nervous energy to the stage. I, you know, giving other musicians advice is really, really difficult because everyone has their own path. I mean, look at my hero, Bob Dylan. By the time he was 20, he fled the dairy state in the Midwest and went to New York City and things ended up pretty good for him. So I'm sticking around here. I had published a song with Bob Dylan about Wisconsin. You know, it's very hard to gauge what anyone's path should be other than your own. And even that can be difficult at times. So I apologize for the vague answer, but, you know, the first Summerfest for me was quite monumental in a way, but you don't necessarily have to bring all those nerves to the stage either. So
I wonder, Micah, how are you learning to trust yourself, trust your gut as a singer, songwriter, and producer, and really navigating this path for you? What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of different types of pop music. My dad was a pastor growing up in church, and my mom was a worship leader. So I feel like my music experience growing up was a little bit sheltered. But not to say that's a bad thing, because I feel like it created my love for pop music and the songwriting, the structure that goes behind a lot of those things. I kind of had to make do with what I could. I got very into a lot of powerful lyricists like Ed Sheeran, some really popular producers like John Bellion along the way. And so, yeah, I just like to trust that, you know, what feels good is good and just keep rolling with that.
Is there any aspect of Summerfest or a musician you're looking forward to performing this year?
I mean, just being at Summerfest was already such a huge accomplishment. Being on the Miller stage, I had seen a lot of my favorite artists back in the day. Like I just said, John Bellion was one of the producers I look up to. I'd seen him back in 2018 on the Miller stage. So that was a big one. But I'm also going on tour, and that's going to be my first time in Chicago, Minneapolis, Nashville. I'm playing with some really awesome local artists over there, and I'm feeling the love right now from all the independent scenes nationwide right now.
Trapper, what role does Summerfest have in elevating up-and-coming Wisconsin musicians?
Well, if you are from Wisconsin, everyone asks, are you playing Summerfest? Did you play Summerfest? So maybe at the end of the day, it's just that little bit of flex to tell that person who might not be super into the music industry and all the nuances of it that, yes, you are playing Summerfest. But it is pretty funny, actually, how, you know, you say you're a musician to someone and they always jump straight to Summerfest. Does that happen with you, Micah?
Definitely. I mean, yeah. I have people who are like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to take off work and come to the show. I'm like, wait, no, come to my album release party. Hold on.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me. Practice my patience, sit down and see all the flowers
blooming from my life. They're growing with them. Those are Milwaukee-based singer-songwriters Trapper Shep. His most recent album is called Siren Songs, and Micah Emmerich. Debut album called Promises drops next month, and we're listening to his new single, Nowhere.